The other group that I would like more information about to know what to do with clinically are the patients with ER-positive disease who don't yet need chemotherapy. The patients in E2100 were getting their first chemotherapy for metastatic disease, but many of them had had metastatic disease for several years, treated sequentially with hormone agents before they got to E2100. And one of the things that estrogen does is increase VEGF expression, so there's some biologic rationale for combining bevacizumab with hormonal-based therapies as well.
Hold on, rewind. Estrogen increases VEGF expression?
Estrogen in ER-positive breast cancer cells increases VEGF production, yes.
Hmm.
And blocking estrogen gives you a consequent decrease.
So are there trials actually ongoing right now looking at that?
There are. There is essentially a safety trial that's being coordinated with Maura Dickler and her colleagues at Memorial Sloan Kettering with letrozole. It's a trial that I hope people will not look at in the wrong way and get disappointed. Because I've already heard some people say they weren't very impressed with the response rates in their early reports. This trial was designed purely to look at safety. So the first part of the trial allowed patients who had been on an aromatase inhibitor for any period of time for metastatic disease but were not actively progressing to enter this trial and have bevacizumab added. And most of the patients that have been reported so far had actually been on an AI for quite some time, some of them for a couple of years before the bevacizumab was added. So I wouldn't expect to see these patients with prolonged stable disease who didn't have easily measurable disease suddenly have an easily identified objective response just by adding bevacizumab. That's a group that is definitely going to take a much larger study with this added at the time of their initial hormonal therapy to really see the benefits. But this was a first step in looking at whether there were any unique safety issues of combining this with hormone therapy. And they certainly found no safety signals that would limit you from moving forward.
So it seems like it would take a huge study if you're going to demonstrate an increased progression-free survival in the first-line setting?
It would take a very large study because those are patients who are often on hormone therapy for a long period of time. To try to limit it to patients who have measurable disease is difficult because many of those patients have bone-only disease that is not measurable. I don't know if there is a phase 3 study in the works in that patient population, but it certainly would be something worth entertaining because I would expect you would see significant benefits.